child, one of the kids would have done, you know, they'd stay 25 years, wouldn't talk to each other. And then when they held a grudge, that was a grudge. That I know something there right down the street from where I live. They got a board fence in between the two houses. They live 10 feet apart. They got a board fence 20 feet up in the air. They don't have to see each other, much less talk to each other. And it's still like that. And you can't make one give in to go talk to the other one. And they're brothers and sisters. Or brothers and brothers and sister and sister. Brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Oh, man, that's a big deal. Just like the Hatfield and the McCoys.
Okay, now, when a horse threw you, which way would they usually, might fall?
That you never knew. Well, if everybody knew which way it fought, it wouldn't get hurt. You could always put their hands out to protect the fall, you know. But yeah. You just didn't know. A horse can be going, running down, you know, one way, going down at a full gallop. All of a sudden, man, he makes a 90-degree turn. Because the horse turns and you keep going. You don't have a saddle to hold on, you know. You go straight on through. Your momentum will make you go straight when the horse going the other way.
Yeah.
And you wind up with a broken collarbone. I still got one right here. I got it right here.
Yeah.
Still a hump because I never let the cast dry on there. It was hurting too much. When I fell sitting down, broke my collarbone.
Yeah.
No horse, 20-year-old horse threw me. I used to ride somebody who was 45 years old and didn't get thrown.
Yeah. You say you fell four.
You know how you're going. Your momentum, you're going, it's like anything. You're going forward. Your body's got that forward motion.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something under you, like when you turn your car, you lean to the side the car turns because you know you're going to turn. But when you don't know you're going to turn, your car will go this way and you're going to go just the opposite way. The momentum of the body still throws you straight ahead, you know, well, in the direction that you're going originally. That's what the horse used to do, man. You go, all of a sudden, he's turning you. Off the horse, you go straight ahead.
Yeah.
Down you go.
Or when a horse raised up, you fall
backward. Yeah, because you try to lean forward, you know, to kind of equal the. But 9 out of 10, you come out the back end. If it's one that kicks, you in trouble when you get down the drum.
Okay. Now, when you got how much would your father raise, say, when he raised his crops, what would he put them in, say, to go to market in? He'd raise.
They had what they call, today they would call it a bushel basket or something.
Yeah.
It's about a bushel, but it was a hampers. We used to call them hampers. And they were made like an ice cream cone. They were wide at the top and it gets small at the bottom. And that was for cucumbers mostly.
Yeah.
You had to pack them cucumbers. You just didn't pack them any kind of way. You all laying down, you know. And you'd pack them all the way to the top and then they had a top that would fit on there. Would go into two pieces like this and it would jam itself like that. And then you had to write the name of the company you were sending it to. And those days, I remember when I was picking up you, it was Joan Myers. New Orleans, Louisiana, you go to the French market. Then you had the man that you had the grocery store down here that did all the business for the fishermen and the farmers. He'd pick up them hampers every afternoon, load them in his truck, and he'd go take them to the French market and give you your money when he got back. What you were supposed to get for them, $2 a hamper.
Yeah.
He might have got 5, I don't know, but he'd give you 2.
To the acre, you'd get about how many bushels, how many,
I'd say,
but
one row of cucumbers, they didn't use the acreage.
A row.
It wasn't planted in acreage, so I'd say we had a field, I'm thinking of one particular field they had there, you'd have a row of cucumbers, you'd get about an average of, or maybe six or seven bushels per row. So that's not a very big field, I know, mm-hmm. You know. Well,
pretty
small field. I'd say 100 feet long,
yeah.
And maybe 60 feet wide. Plant cucumbers all around the house.
Yeah.
Front yard, not mostly in the front. The side, all the houses in the middle, you plant on each side of the house and in the back. You just have the front yard for you. Mostly all around the house, the cucumber. All this was cucumber field. All this here. Right here, was some of the best cucumber fields there. Right up here, all the way to the beach. Almost to the beach. Solid cucumber field, all that.
Now, what was made out of flour, baked in loaves? You'd make what?
You make your bread. We call them cat bread, round bread. They were round, you know.
Yeah.
And your biscuits. They make biscuits, and they make dough and fry it, which was.